Well, actually, this Mag Barton, she was married to a man called George Tush. Her maiden name was Mag Barton. She came from somewhere to the west of Carnarvon, in the mountainous region. And she brought with her a cure for principally ringworm, but barber's itch and various skin complaints could be healed by this herbal ointment. It was a very well-guarded family secret handed down for generations. Where she lived when she married was on a small mountain farm overlooking the town of Tralee. The husband kept 5 or 6 dairy cows. They lived in a small little house on the side of the road. Her reputation was fairly widespread. She was known all over Mid-Kerry and South-Kerry. People with ringworm came to her for the cure. And each cure, of course, spread her fame further afield. Some other person or persons heard of her and with the same obtained barber reach of ringworm, what have you, in the skin. It was said that she picked herbs on the mountain secretly. Nobody knew whether it was by day or by night. That was part of the secret. And she made up this very dark colored ointment that she rubbed to the skin, the affected skin. And in the space of roughly maybe a week, the skin healed up, or started healing up. And after about a month, the skin was as perfect as the rest of the skin on the body. It left no mark or anything you would see. She took no money as such. There was no fee. That was kind of against the principle of this God-given cure, but she accepted gifts. Especially it was necessary to give her some gift of silver to cross her palm for luck for both herself and her cure, and for the person being cured. She was happy to receive the shilling or the half a crown or whatever silver was put in her palm, but she didn't object to it being followed by a note as a kind gesture as well.